Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Wednesday, August 24th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We start off again with good news on today's show. We just got a call right before we went to air from Frank Whalen. He does a radio show called Frankly Speaking, and he said that the Texas Micro Broadcasters and Radio Free Austin put him back on the air again. He said the reason why was that there were so many people that were upset with these micro broadcasters taking him off after our appearance on his show that they were forced to put him back on. And as we keep saying, your voice can be heard if you're urgent enough and if you're persistent enough.
So if you want to get things done, apply the pressure, hold the pressure, hold their feet to the fire. They will respond. They do.
Right. Also, there's been a lot of feedback from yesterday's show, from the article that I wrote, and also the article that Nico Haupt wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And the big question that nobody seems to be answering from the 9/11 mafia is, why are you trying to steer everybody away from Ground Zero?
Mm-hmm.
Now, people think that we're not giving the other side a fair chance to respond. We did extend an invitation to Kyle Hentz last week to have him appear on Wing TV. He flatly refused to
and
come
Janice
on.
And Janice Matthews did not deny that they are hosting this event, that they're putting this forward. They didn't deny being part of this event. They're the ones promoting this event, yet certain people are saying they have nothing to do with it now. 911truth.org has nothing to do with it, which is BS.
Right. Now, I want to, before we start getting into some news updates, and we're also going to make a call to one of our Wing TV viewers, but I want to run this scenario past you. There's some people in alternative media, and they say, we never talk bad about other patriots. We never talk bad about other people in alternative media. Now, on the surface, this sounds real good, doesn't it? We should all just stick together. But let's look at it this way for a moment. What if we were all plumbers? Say, Lisa, myself, all of you were plumbers, and we belong to a plumbing association. And most of the plumbers were good in this association, but there were a couple bad ones. And they hung out in a certain part of town. Now, we knew that some of you out there were going to go walk down this street where the bad plumbers were. And they ended up mugging people and raping people. Now, what would you want us to do? Would you want us to tell you that these people were bad in that part of town? Or would you want us to just keep our mouths shut, so that you walk in this danger and get mugged or get raped? Well, that's what it boils down to, is that there's people out there that are spreading disinformation, and we're out here warning you about it. Should we just stay silent or not?
And by the way, we don't say anything bad about the people who are patriots.
Right. That's exactly right.
We don't have anything bad to say about them.
Good point.
Well, I have some news bites for you. The U.S. government has criticized and dismissed a nuclear report on Iran, which found no evidence that Iran was working on a nuclear weapons program. But I guess, what does that matter, right, considering Iraq? A CBS affiliate has refused to air a Cindy Sheehan ad saying there is no proof of absence of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. CBS, clueless BS nitwits. NBC, CBS, ABC have all rejected an ad that criticizes their news coverage. Wow, what a shocker.
Yeah.
News coverage, what news coverage? Yeah. Speaking of the mainstream media, Fox and CNN are batting a few wiffle balls at each other. CNN President Jonathan Klein implied that Fox News is mired in coverage of meaningless nonsense. He's right. And CNN is mired in conditioning, not news.
Conditioning, not news, yeah. I mean, we so very rarely watch TV that when we do click on Fox or one of them stations, it takes about 5 minutes and we have to run from the room because it's so bad. Now, we're very proud of another viewer on Wing TV. We got to meet him down in Washington, D.C. at the Truth Convergence. His name is Rick. And what he did was he sent a package of 9/11 material to three professors at MIT. Now, the books he included was 9/11 on Trial. He put in the Painful Deceptions DVD by Eric Huffschmidt and also Morgan Reynolds' article. And one of the professors that this went to was Thomas Eagar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Thomas Eagar is infamous in this book right here, 9/11 on Trial, because he was the biggest of the big scientists to come out in support of the government's official conspiracy theory. Right. So what Rick is doing is putting this information in their lap, and then he's going to follow up on it and report back to us. So once again, the Wing TV viewers are getting involved and making positive strides.
Excellent. Former President Bill Clinton is going to be speaking at an upcoming conference, which is being called the Clinton Global Initiative, September 15th to the 17th. The theme of this conference is solving global poverty. If you want to attend, though, you better have some cash, because every ticket costs $15,000.
Very good. Very good. They have their priorities in order.
Yeah.
Now, Lisa, we can't do this show today without talking about Pat Robertson. And he came out on a 700 Club television show the other day and says that the United States should go in and assassinate Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. Now, I read this comic today, and you probably won't be able to see it very well, but there's a television set with Pat Robertson on it, and Robertson's saying, someone should just take out Chavez. Now, there's a man and a wife on their couch watching it. The woman's holding a Bible. And she says, I can't find that passage that Pat Robertson's referring to. You know, where is Jesus talking about assassination?
Speaking of Chavez, he wants to give cheaper gas to the poor people in the U.S. Pretty soon, that'll be all of us.
Yeah, that'll be all of us. Now, let me continue on this. He says that Robertson says, we don't need another $200 billion war, so why don't we just send in our covert ops and take them out? He says, we have the ability to do this, so why don't we just do it? Now, the Venezuelan vice president said that Pat Robertson made a terroristic threat, and that the U.S. authorities should act accordingly. Now, I have an idea. Why not put Pat Robertson down there in Guantanamo with the rest of the quote-unquote terrorists? And also, one other thing Robertson's saying is that Chavez is a strong-armed dictator. No, he isn't. What he is he's opposed to the New World Order, mm-hmm. and he's not putting up with their crap, and that's why he's becoming such a target.
Donald Rumsfeld says the Pentagon plans to deploy two additional battalions to Iraq amid rising insurgent attacks. He expressed confidence that public support for this bogus war will hold, even though there is growing opposition from Americans to this bogus war that's based on a pack of lies. So we suggest that they cull the new troops from the families of Bush, Cheney, Rice, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, Pearl,
Gallagher,
Crystal, all the Congress people, and the mainstream media whores.
Yeah, we'll see how quick that war ends then. Mm. Now, there's a guy named Bob Chapman. He calls himself the International Forecaster, and he's reported that all military personnel have now been told that their leaves have been canceled for the months of September and October. We don't know if this is 100% true or not, but he says that our military now has its eye on Peru, Ecuador, Venezuela again, and Paraguay, and that we reported yesterday on the Wing TV homepage in our updates that there are military exercises by our Navy being conducted off the shores of Venezuela. So keep your eye on South America.
Bush reiterated yet again that withdrawing our troops now from Iraq will harm Iraq's democracy and also harm the U.S. Hey, we're already being harmed, and I don't see any democracy in Iraq, do you?
Now, Walmart employees are starting a petition where they want better conditions, better working conditions at Walmart. Their goal was to have 50,000 signatures at the various stores. They've already reached 26,606 signatures. And anybody that watches this show knows that Lisa and I won't step inside of Walmart if our life depends upon it. This
Never.
Is the kind of action you can take mm-hmm. on a personal level. Walmart is at the forefront of globalism, of slave labor over in China, of outsourcing industry from this country overseas.
Walmart is evil.
Right, and we just absolutely refuse to step right. inside one of their stores.
Our illustrious president has reiterated on another aspect, too. He has praised the Gaza pullout as courageous and painful, and he emphasized again that the U.S. is fully committed to defending Israel's well-being and security. Forget about our well-being and security. The people that it's most painful to are the American taxpayers who are footing the bill for this Gaza pullout.
Right. Now, we're going to call a gentleman named Jeff Dahlstrom, who watched a show on the National Geographic channels the other day about 9/11. He had some very harsh words to say about this show, so we hope we
Hello.
Can get... Jeff!
Yes.
Hey, this is Victor and Lisa. You're live on Wing TV, and we're just talking about you and how you subscribed to this National Geographic 9/11 special. And let me just read real quickly what you said. It was a total regurgitation of government propaganda. It was sickening to be programmed and brainwashed on my nickel with the utter nonsense of Osama bin Laden's history and plans to destroy America. For those people that didn't see this show on National Geographic, tell them what it was all about on 9/11.
Well, I was actually looking forward to a program called Inside 9/11, a total of 4 hours on National Geographic Channel. And what I found was that the first 2 hours it was aired last Sunday night was all about the history of the Al-Qaeda, Taliban, Afghanistan wars with the Soviet Union, the beginnings of Al-Qaeda, a lot of discussion about bin Laden, who he was, where he came from, and what actually happened in history. And it started with, also included the early World Trade Center bombing that was in 1993. And it gave us a complete history of all of the 19th era hijackers in the first 2 hours. Where they went to school, etc. You know, their names and their pictures, which continued to be rebroadcast over the, you know, both 2 hour segments.
So what they're doing is reiterating the government's whitewash that these 19 Arab cave dwellers were the ones that pulled off this whole disaster,
right? I have to ask. Jeff,
yes.
Did they say one word about controlled demolition?
Well, no. In fact, they never mentioned World Trade Center Tower 7. And they did, but it was a really well-put-together program, however, because they used these satellite images to focus in on all the locations around the world that they were showing video clips from the news, and a wide variety of expert testimony that was specially created for this program. You can see it on their web channel.
I'll bet it was.
Inside911.com. And then, but one of the things that they did say in the second half, which was primarily the timeline of 9/11, what happened on that day, and they included a comment from the voiceover person that the temperatures inside the towers reached 2,000 degrees.
Oh, there we go again.
Causing them to collapse, which is not exactly what, in fact, it's just the opposite of what you had put together in your book,
right.
And that I think Eric Hutschmidt says
right.
In terms of the temperatures.
Right. And what happens in reality, yeah.
And Jeff, like, I talk to people all the time about 9/11, and you wouldn't believe how many people repeat just exactly what you said from either the Nova special on PBS or now. Everyone will be repeating again, well, it was 2,000 degrees in there. It's just pure disinfo, isn't it?
Oh, of course. But it was so well put together that if I didn't know and hadn't done the research and was aware from all the researchers that have studied this that you talk with, that the buildings were actually controlled demolitions,
you would have bought it.
I would have said, my God, and it would have been a complete reliving of the events of that period. And further, they went into towards at the end of the second half, they went on to delineate all the actions the government has taken as a direct result of what 9/11. You know, aftermath.
Our heroes, right?
Yeah, the Patriot Act, you know, the two wars, of course.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of the other things that the government has done based upon 9/11.
This goes to show, Jeff.
I was disappointed. I was honestly, sincerely disappointed. I tried to get a hold of the people at the National Geographic Channel, spent a couple hours, and I finally got a researcher to call me back. And he said, this is on Sunday, after the first viewing, the first 2 hours, and he said, well, wait and call me back after you hear the watch the second, second edition, which was, again, they spent a lot of money putting this together. It was really, really, really well done.
Good propaganda.
They showed the timeline and all the various events, but they kept flashing the pictures of the Arab hijackers.
Yeah.
You know, but it shows the level of desperation now, where even National Geographic's getting into the game, where they have to start promoting the government propaganda.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I thought National Geographic's nationwide, you know, their reputation, you know, they would have at least addressed some of these other issues about what really did happen. However, they did not.
But see, they're banking on the fact that they do have such a polished, shining, sparkling reputation yeah. that people will believe them.
Yeah, nobody will look into it any further. Right. So, well, Jeff, we're...
I think the timeline they used for the second segment, the 2 hours that was aired second, I think the timeline was what was in the 9/11 Commission report. Oh, they also addressed the 9/11 Commission report as well.
Jeez, unbelievable.
So, I mean, they covered all the bases, uh-huh. and it was just...
Except for the truth.
It was just rather startling. Yeah. Disappointing. Yeah. Really.
Well, Jeff, we're glad that you sent us this email. We're glad to get this update. And that's what we tell people out there is keep their eyes open to this kind of stuff. So thanks a lot for tuning in, and thanks for this report, okay?
Thank you very much.
Certainly.
Hey, take care, Jeff.
You guys, keep up your work.
Thank you.
You will.
Bye-bye. All right, that was Jeff Dahlstrom, and that's the reason why we don't watch TV. Now, I gotta cover this story, Lisa. There's a report that came out from the U.S. Attorney's Office, and they're saying now that the terrorists might be disguising themselves as homeless people.
I was
going
to talk about that,
okay.
too.
Well, okay. Great minds think alike. Now, this is similar to an FBI report that came out on July 4th of last year, 2004, and they're saying that the terrorists might be homeless people, shoe shiners, they might be street vendors or street sweepers. And here's the way I see it now, is to be a good patriot, when you're walking to work tomorrow, kick a homeless person.
No.
To make sure it's not a, you know, that's
well,
what
see,
the FBI
but I would
wants
posit that the State Department should be aware and observant of people posing as terrorists in the White House. You know,
yeah.
people that are posing as the president and the vice president and the cabinet and neocons and the Congress.
Yeah. Now, of course, I meant that in jest. That's what the FBI would like
I'll
you to
kick Victor
kick
after
a
the show.
Kick a terrorist to make or kick a homeless not to make sure it's a terrorist. So it's unbelievable the lengths that they go through, and it's like every couple months they come up with a new terrorist scenario.
Yeah. So now they're going to go start harassing homeless people.
Yeah. Over in London, there's a big brouhaha about these closed circuit television cameras, and it all results from this Brazilian electrician that was shot in the subway. Everything about the story now has been proven to be a lie. He wasn't running away from them. He wasn't wearing a trench coat. He didn't get shot six times. He got shot eight times at point-blank range. Scotland Yard said that there were four CCTV cameras down there, but none of them could capture anything because they were having technical problems. Well, now it's been shown that three of the four cameras were actually operational and did film this act, but still no footage has been released.
Well, as we said on the internet, terrific buzz has been created over Nico Haupt's article yesterday about the 911truth.org bogus march in New York City on 9/11. In fact, it has gotten some people so crazy and upset that one person actually threatened physical violence to Nico Haupt, and now he's being chastised by other 9/11 researchers and activists. And, of course, the ever-pendulous Dick Eastman, who is also a 9/11 researcher, once again, it's what's today, Wednesday. He hates us today, which is apt to change as soon as the wind blows in another direction.
Mordecai Vanunu has recently spoken, saying that Israel's nuclear capabilities are the biggest threat to peace in the Middle East.
Right.
He says that they should immediately sign something called the NNPA, which is a nuclear non-proliferation agreement. And he also says that Israel should tear down their apartheid wall. We couldn't agree more.
We also had one Zionist individual who is very upset with our recent shows on Zionism. And it was a typical response, playing the victim card. And I wish that these people would debate the issues rather than pull out this victim card.
Yeah.
You know, because they seem to see no wrongdoing with Israel's actions, but always the wrongdoing on the Palestinian side. Let's be fair and balanced. We're not Fox.
Yeah. Now, let's get back to gasoline prices. There's reports coming out. Everyone knows that a barrel of oil now is fluctuating anywhere from $65 to $70 a barrel.
An arm, a leg.
Yeah, here in State College, we're paying $2.55 a gallon. But reports are coming out that it actually costs, now listen to this, $4 to produce a barrel of oil in the Middle East. $4. The total cost with transportation and so forth comes to $10 a barrel.
Better start pulling out those bicycles.
Yeah. So now we're getting charged anywhere from $65 to $70 a barrel when the total production cost is $10. What do you think this is? It's the oil companies making huge amounts of profits, plus the futures investors driving the price up. And what it boils down to is nothing but good old-fashioned price gouging.
And the question is, How much of this are you going to put up with?
Yeah, yeah. Last but not least, before we go today, we got an email from somebody that we had on our show before, a guy named William Kennedy, and he actually had us on his upcoming radio show that's going to debut sometime this fall. He was being critical of us for a guest we had on a month or so ago named Eustace Mullins, who we consider one of the last living legends in the conspiracy research field.
He's the father of the freedom movement.
Yeah. Now, William Kennedy said that he was shocked that we agreed with everything Eustace Mullins said. Well, guess what? We did. We did agree with everything he said, because we don't know if we've ever talked about or talked with anybody that's more of a fountain of knowledge about the Federal Reserve System, how the First and Second World Wars started. This is, how old is he? 70, 80 years old?
Well,
something like that.
Well, he also took issue with what we had to say about 9/11truth.org, Danny Schechter, and Alex Jones, which is really funny because William Kennedy called us on the phone to offer us words of encouragement and support about what we're doing regarding Alex Jones and all the stuff we're doing. So it's kind of ironic that he didn't mention the phone call he made to us in his article when he labeled us with fascist intent.
Right.
He also said that he has a connection to Danny Schechter. And we put that out in the George Soros, Kyle Hentz article. So he definitely is coming at it from a bias. And William, you're pulling a Fenton Dunn stunt.
Right.
Shame on you.
And he even went so far as to call us Nazi bigots.
Uh-huh.
And he called me a Latter-day Joseph Goebbels.
I don't think there is anything we haven't been called yet.
I know. Even though he did say that he liked my hat. So, you know, it's really... We were amazed that people try to figure out who we are and what we are. Like, we're either socialists, we're on the left, we're fascists on the right.
We couldn't just be who we say we are,
yeah,
right?
Couldn't just be two people that come out and do a TV show every day. So we're just filling you.
William, ask Chris Emery and all the other people that have come to our house and checked us out.
Yeah, we're just
who
regular,
we are.
Regular people doing a TV show. So now we're going to come back tomorrow on Wing TV Friday. We're going to have another big article on the Wing TV homepage.
Mm-hmm.
Check that out. Until then, keep your eyes open, folks, because there's a lot going on.
See you then.